You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Matt, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, this is going to sound, you know, Coloradan, but I'm going to say watching the Broncos beat Kansas City was quite nice.
Dude, I'm telling you, I watched that whole game and it was fun.
Because it was so unexpected, right? I mean, they have owned us for years.
Years. Man, there's something sweet
about that, too. You know, we have been there, you know what, for 8 years. So you really get that sense of pride. And it's so funny because we're not even the athletes, right? But we feel like it was our win, too.
Yeah, it was
so
fun.
At the same time, yes.
There was a lot of screaming and hooting and hollering at the house, too. So just fun to watch. Russell Wilson walked out of there like he was 5'8", man.
I don't know. Have the Broncos turned things around? They won last week. They've won this week.
There was a fire. There was a spark. I saw it. I don't know.
I'll tell you what. They're off for the next couple of weeks, and then they play on Monday Night Football, and that's going to be a tough game in Buffalo against the Bills. If they beat Buffalo, then we can say they are back.
I hope so.
Indeed.
They are back.
Did you have snacks, Matt, when you were watching the game? Did you have snacks?
Yeah, we did. We had a big party. We were doing pumpkins and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we had like cheese. It was like fondue cheese, chili because it's cold, and then cornbread too.
Oh, yum, buddy.
Yes.
Cornbread and chili. Can't beat it.
Solid. Solid.
Enjoy your diarrhea today.
Let's
no doubt.
play some rattle off. With all the snow, Matt, 10 seconds. Give us the names. And by the way, is it Yana on line two? Does that look right?
Yana, yeah.
Kelly, Trinity, Taryn, Yana, Kelly, Trinity, Taryn. Stay on the line, even if we get a winner, because we want to talk to each and every one of you. 10 seconds for you, Matt. With all the snow, give us the names of five ski resorts in Colorado. Five Colorado ski resorts. Ready and go.
Vail, Keystone, Loveland, A-Basin, and Winter Park.
You were getting nervous there.
Wow, Matty Pants, you did
He was getting a little nervous.
Say, come on, come on, come on.
I was.
Come on, man. No Copper Mountain. What's wrong with you? You're a winner.
Done and done. Good for you.
Well played.
I try.
Well, you tried
when you
it.
Grow up in Colorado, you kind of have an advantage.
Well, you better. Listen, stand by. Josh is going to chat with you, and he will give you all the details about your tickets to go see Kathleen, okay?
All right, cool. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Man. Matt, pay very close attention to everything he tells you. Everything. All right, one person hung up. Here's Kelly, though. Kelly, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh,
so good.
I guess it was Yana that hung up. Maybe it's because I mispronounced her name. I don't know.
Maybe.
Kelly, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I am an event planner for Events and Adventures, Single Social Club, and we had our Halloween party that I planned.
Oh, so a bunch of singles showed up in costume to make out, huh?
Absolutely. It was a blast.
Nice.
What was the best costume you saw?
We had somebody come as like an archangel, and he had these gigantic wings that were like touching the ceiling. It was pretty elaborate.
Whoa, he went all out.
He did, yeah. he won our costume.
Compensating, probably. You know?
No kidding. No doubt.
You know, I wasn't going to say anything, but.
We will, though. Listen, so, you know, the rule with going to a party with a costume is that you want something that you can maneuver and get around easily. Did he struggle with his archangel wings?
You know, he didn't. I feel like he wears them all the time.
He's probably had them on for a week. He's been practicing.
Yeah.
This has to be probably one of your most fun events to put on, I bet. The Halloween one.
It is. Yeah, all of our big parties. Halloween, New Year's, they're all fun.
Was everybody like sexy angel, sexy nurse, sexy vampire?
No, we did have some people dress up in that sexy way, but we also have some pretty terrifying people as well.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
What a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And that's good, too, because people, when they go out on a first date, are wearing a mask of sorts anyway, and I mean that.
That
you
is
know.
Deep. You just went deep.
But I mean, so wow. For Halloween, if they're going to meet people and they're wearing literally
a mask.
Works out for them, you know?
They say you're most confident on Halloween because you're dressed up as somebody you're not. So
you're a character.
The best time to meet people.
That's right. Huh. Did you dress up?
I did.
Where were you?
I was the Queen of Darkness.
What goes into that costume?
Vampire costume and a crown.
That's pretty easy.
And a crown.
Pretty easy, huh?
So you run this single stuff. Do you have someone special in your life? Are you married or living with someone?
I do. I have a partner that I've been with for over 5 years.
Okay, and he or she?
I'm sorry?
He or she?
He.
Okay, where did you meet him?
I met him at work, actually. Different work. Before. I worked here. Yeah.
Who made the first move?
I did, definitely.
You like to take charge, huh, Kelly?
What was your approach? What did you say to him?
I just asked him out. We'd known each other for a little while, and at first he said no. That's why I had to talk him into it.
I feel like it would be hard to be with you or somebody in your industry because your job is to be around single, good-looking people all the time.
It is.
And I would be constantly concerned that there would be some straying going on.
Oh, boy.
You know, he must be really confident is all I can say.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for you guys. 5 years.
Yeah.
You going to get married?
Thank you. No, probably not.
Have you been married before?
I shouldn't say that. I have. Mm-hmm.
So are you like a little gun shy about marriage? I mean,
no, I just feel like, you know.
What if he proposed like this weekend? Would you say yes or no?
Ooh, I don't know. That'd be a tough one.
It's 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years together. I'd say yes. Just say yes.
No,
I'll say no.
No, because if you're in that frame of mind, I would rather you not, because then somehow your relationship is going to change.
You're not
going to
be into it.
I run a club where people find love, so I'll say yes.
Okay. How old are you?
Are you a Bonneville station, by the way?
No, we're better.
Oh, okay, well,
no, we're allowed to have caffeine.
We gave us all of our prizes for our costume contest, so we need to get you guys on board.
Yeah, we do.
Is that the only reason you called, is just kind of pimp your little organization and get prizes from us? Is that why you called?
You know, it's not. No, but it's not a bad idea to do both.
Kind of it is.
we get the station's name plastered everywhere.
I listen to you every morning. So
do
you?
What's your favorite part about the show?
Honestly, just hearing. I've listened to you guys for years, so I love all of the contests that you do and just hearing you guys go back and forth joking around.
Generic answer. You have
generic,
no idea.
Listen. She's never listened
generic
to the show
answer,
before.
Kelly.
Every morning.
Are you guys a Bonneville station?
What's the big contest we do every day at 7:30? What's the big contest at 7:30 every day?
Ooh, I don't even know. You guys used to do this thing where you like played this sound and somebody had to like guess what it was.
Yeah, again, generic.
We've never done that.
All radio stations do.
I don't know. It's been a while. I'm busy. I'm here this morning.
But you listen every day.
I do. I listen every day.
Kelly,
when
you
I'm
are so busted.
You're just digging deeper,
you're
Kelly.
You're so busted,
no,
Kelly.
You should have been a minor for Halloween. You're digging yourself deeper.
My kids get annoyed that I listen to talking on the way to dropping them off for school instead of music. So.
All right. Yeah, all right.
Fair enough. Listen, you're a good sport for letting us. Letting us pile on the way we did.
It was nice meeting you.
We hope you have a great day. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye. She will never call us again.
Ever.
She was never going to call again. What's the big contest we do at 7:30? It's iconic. It's the most popular radio contest in the world. I don't know.
You play that sound once. Liar, Kelly.
Oh, that's funny. No, she's a good sport. I don't think she's going to call us again, though.
Nope.
I think that we had our one and done. Hey, Trinity, good morning. What are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm just driving to work.
Nice.
All right. What's the big, gigantic contest we do at 7:30 weekday mornings, Trinity?
Isn't it the Mind Bender?
That's the one. You listen.
There's a listener right there.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun?
I did. I went to a costume party with my boyfriend.
With your boyfriend.
Okay, so what were your costumes?
We were Lola Bunny and Bugs Bunny from Space Jam.
Oh, I like that.
That's really good.
Send us a picture. Text us a picture when we get off the phone. Same number. Text us the picture. I want to see
you
guys.
We want to see.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Was there like a costume or awards for best costume?
No, they were lame and didn't have a costume contest. I feel like we should have because someone dressed up as Ken from Barbie movie. We had somebody dressed up as Corn on the Cob. You know, we had some pretty good costumes. I thought we should have.
Corn on the Cob.
Hi, I'm Corn on the Cob.
That's fantastic.
What a great costume.
At the Halloween party I used to throw at my house for years and years and years, I did two awards, the best costume and the worst costume. And I can't remember what I gave the best costume. It was some prize or whatever. But the worst was this horrible-looking gourd. I mean, it was one of those foul, sick-looking gourds that you can see at the store.
Yeah, all the lumps
and
all over it.
One year, there was a couple, husband and wife, that came. And they won both best costume and worst costume.
Ah, good. That's funny.
Because it was classic what they did. I would tell you, but I won't. We'll just let it go. Let's just say it was very tasteless, and yet at the same time, so damn funny, Trinity.
Excellent.
So funny. Because a lot of times, the tasteless ones are the ones that are the funniest.
Yeah, it goes for the laughs, for sure.
What did you bring to the party?
We asked if they wanted anything, and they just told us no, so we didn't. We just brought our, you know, fun laughs and our personality, pretty much.
Well, that's kind of nice. You should always bring something.
People are always going to say, don't bring anything.
And then
you're
really adamant on telling us no.
You got to bring like a bowl of hummus or something.
Something. Bottle of wine.
Some fruit snacks.
Nothing, Trinity?
No, I normally do, too. And they just.
Well, what did they serve then? What was the spread?
Well, they had lots and lots of sandwiches, which is why I think they said to not, because they wanted to get rid of the food that they already had. And then they had lots of drinks as well. So it's pretty much sandwiches. And some chips.
Chips and sandwiches.
You got to up your party game, Trinity.
That's a summer barbecue. That's not a Halloween party.
Sandwiches.
Well, granted, we also kind of showed up a little late, so there is that, too.
All the sandwiches were gone then, I bet.
Trinity is the one who comes to the party late and empty-handed, everybody, just in case you're
Trinity's here.
If you're thinking about inviting her to your next party.
She's a moocher.
I'm not. I normally bring something, but...
But you do listen to the show. You do listen to the show, and you knew the mind bender, so you get bonus points, okay?
Perfect. Okay, as long as I get bonus points.
You have redeemed yourself. Know what? You have been delightful to talk to. Thank you for being on the show. We hope you call us often, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
See you later.
Thank you, Trinity. Thank you for being on the show. Oh, Taryn, what was the highlight of your weekend?
I guess also Broncos winning.
That's pretty good.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Pretty
fair
good.
I met free donuts today and all the and your coffee from Conoco's.
You making the rounds at all the Conoco's getting coffee and donuts? And some smokes?
It's harder to find the free coffee, though, because not everyone participates. But you can get the free donut from King Super.
You work for Conoco or something?
No. Oh. No. I do healthcare. And then it was just the trunk or treat, which was moved indoors because it was freezing. And then we went by another church to do their trunk or treat, and it ended up being drive-through candy. So
really?
Because everybody was like in their like those Carhartt, whatever you call it, jackets, and then like the beanies and everything, and they were like holding up the sign, drive-through. I was like, told my daughter, I was like, let's just go see if they're still doing it, because you guys moved yours inside. Maybe they moved theirs inside, and then they just did it like a drive-through, get the candy, just rolled down her window, and they just like did handfuls of candy.
And then you drive off, huh?
Well,
the crazy part is that you work in the healthcare industry, and all you're doing is eating donuts and candy.
Yeah. Think about it.
And gas station coffee.
Think about it.
You might want to change your ways.
We take better care of our patients than we do ourselves.
Avi.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got who's got the best free coffee in town, Taryn?
Oh, gosh, well, I don't know because it's only Conoco's that do the free coffee. So,
who has the best coffee in town?
I don't know. I like the little mom and pop type shop. So, like if you go to off of in Parker, off of their main street, there's a coffee shop there. I love.
Yeah, I've been to that. What's
That's
it called?
A good one.
Fika, something like that.
I think so.
Is that the one you're talking about? Yeah, I've been there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe.
So I've got an observation. I've got an observation that will piss a lot of people off. Which I know, Jeremy, I've never done that before on the show.
What are you going to say now?
So it was an observation from Gretchen, actually, because we were somewhere on Saturday and she went into a mom and pop coffee shop to get coffee. And they weren't all that busy. There were a few people, but it took over 20 minutes for her coffee to be ready. And as she walked, and I was already, I had gone outside and I was just walking around as a waiting and waiting and waiting away. It took more than 20 minutes. She came out, she goes, listen, she goes, people badmouth, you know, the big places, you know, like Starbucks and stuff. She goes, but you know what? That coffee is ready there in like 2 minutes. She goes, and these mom and pop places, it always takes 15, 20 minutes or something like that. I know. She goes, this is why. She goes, everyone gives Starbucks a hard time, but you know what? Your damn coffee is ready in a hurry and it's always like perfect. She's like, this is the thing with these mom and pops.
It's too long to wait.
They need to up their game, you know? It's like, I know you're. It's a cool thing to be mom and pop and support local businesses. I get all that. But listen, if mom and pop are taking 20 minutes to make a coffee.
It's too long.
That's on you, mom and pop.
Too long.
Am I right, Tanner, or am I right?
I go to those places. You only go to those places when, like, you have the time. So,
when you want
to
hang.
If you don't have the time, you go to the quick one that you can put through.
Well, you're probably right there. You're probably right when it comes to that. You're just going for the experience to hang out. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then also I always support the coffee cabin because, you know, like they donate like the money to cops and stuff like that.
Well, that's nice. That's
that
cool.
Got shot years ago. And that was like Jefferson County or something.
Yeah, that's nice of you to do that.
Support all that. So, yeah, that was pretty much my weekend, you know.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for calling us and chatting about it. We hope you have a great day, okay?
All right. Thank you. I hope you guys have a good day, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye to you. I enjoyed these people today.
Yeah, most of them.
It was a good group of folks. Except for Yana, who hung up on us.
Lame-o.
And Kelly, who just wanted free stuff from us.
I liked her, though. She was good.